Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure, touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
It is the 19th day of April. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. Tonight, we'll discuss Nevis Culturama with the director of the Culturama Secretariat, Mr. Antonio Abanati Liburd. We'll take a break. We'll hear from the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and Anchor Podcast, and we'll be right back with Culturama Talk with Abanati.
Everyone struggles at times. Even we too have our own struggles. Do you have a loan at the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and have fallen behind on your payments because of financial difficulties? Have your financial situation changed? If your answer is yes, visit the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis or call 465-2288 extension 1101 or 469-5416 to make an appointment to discuss our debt evaluation and restructuring plan with one of our qualified officers. We are committed to working with you to make a sustained positive difference in your life.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure, touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
And we're back, and as I said before the commercial break, we'll be speaking with Antonio Liburd of the Nevis Culturama Secretariat, and we'll find out what's going on with Culturama this year. Good evening, good night to you, Abanati.
Good evening, Mervyn, and it's good to be on your platform, one of the most widely listened to platforms on social media. It is indeed an honor to be here with you, Mervyn.
Good. Good, and great to have you here. Anytime I want to talk about Culturama, you're the man. So tell me about this, some call it Internet Culturama this year. What's going on? Folks won't be able to have a Culturama like before.
Well, this year, when the Culturama committee met back in January of this year, actually, we received a call from the Commissioner of Police and St. Kitts, Commissioner Hilroy Brandy, mm-hmm. who advised that if we are thinking of having a Culturama in 2021, that we should put in an application for a virtual Culturama. And so we did not want to style this year's Culturama as a virtual celebration, because you know the term virtual has been used in many circles around the Caribbean.
So what do you call it?
And so we decided to style the Culturama in 2021 as a COVID-compliant Culturama festival. COVID because we are living in a COVID environment. The festival itself will be impacted by the COVID-19 protocols that are in place. And so when we went to sit with the Federal Task Force on St. Kitts, we presented a proposal for a mm-hmm. COVID-compliant festival, which of course would include live streaming of the events. It would include also a limited capacity. Although you know we are hoping that by the time we get around to July, that you know things would be relaxed a little bit more, mm-hmm. and that we would be allowed more than the restricted protocols that are in place.
And what's the restricted protocol that's in place right now?
The restricted protocols for a small event, 50 persons, for a medium-sized event, 100, and for a large event, 150 persons. But Marvin, I must pause there, and I must inject this, that the 150 large capacity is not 150 paying patrons.
I was about to ask you, does this include the technicians and the workers?
Technicians, it includes technicians, judges, gatekeepers, only thing.
Well, Abo, that's the 150 people right there.
Exactly. And so during that presentation, we had to do a quick head count of the number of persons that we envisaged would not be paying patrons. And we came up with somewhere around between 60 and 70 persons. And so you see that the kind of audience that we'd have in terms of paying patrons, somewhere around 80. But we are hopeful, Marvin, that the SRNO, the existing SRNO, would change by the time July comes around, and that we'll be able to have even up to 500, 600, 700, maybe 1,000 persons. But I'm not being overly optimistic. I'm just hoping that, you know, they would relax the rules somewhat.
Well, in order for that to happen, folks will have to get vaccinated as well.
Vaccinated, yes. And so the COVID compliant festival would run from Tuesday, July the 27th until Tuesday, August the 3rd.
And stick a pin right there for me. So back to the 150 for the large event. Who would choose the folks, the attendees? How do you do that? How do you plan to do that?
No, the remaining 80 or 90 or whatever it comes to would be persons that would pay. And I want to point out this. The features of a COVID-compliant festival, features of our COVID-compliant festival, we will have live streaming of the events, no ticket sales at the venues. We will have a single ticket outlet that has been designated at the Culturama Secretariat. We would have limited concession stalls at the venue. So we are looking anywhere between 2 and 4. No VIP or no Culturama lounge will be operated in this COVID-compliant festival. No free tickets.
So
no
is it is it so is it first come first serve at the secretariat or who?
First come first serve at the secretariat. Your name would have to be to be recorded. Your address, your contact information. So that is why we have designated the Culturama Secretariat as the only ticket outlet. And of course, we'll be selling tickets online as well for the person. So it's a first come. Once we reach the capacity, we will have, unfortunately, we'll have to cut off the sale of tickets.
Let me ask you this question. I know for some carnivals, I know for one carnival already, they have already announced that in order to attend an event, the person will have to be vaccinated and the attendee will have to be vaccinated. Are there discussions as far as this for the Nevis Culturama?
Well, Marvin, I received a call from the Commissioner of Police and he to advise me that permission has been granted and that we should proceed with making plans for the festival. The black and white, he indicated, would follow. I've not yet received the black and white. So I do not know what other instructions or restrictions mm-hmm. or advantages
okay.
would be offered to us. So we are yet to receive. We are waiting the written document that would govern or manage how the Culturama 47 would be run.
I assume that the live streaming that you've mentioned, that this would be sponsored by one of the telecommunications companies, so folks will not have to pay?
No. Let me stop you there one time, Marvin. We will be doing pay-per-view for this year's Culturama. We have streamed the events live for free for many years, We have streamed Culturama free of cost. And so we would be implementing this year a pay-per-view streaming for the Culturama events. So persons can stay in the comfort of their homes, persons in the diaspora who cannot travel to Nevis because of the limitations placed on them by the existing COVID-19 pandemic, that they can log on in Canada, in England, in the USA, in the US Virgin Islands, Anguilla, St. Martin. These are where the persons from the diaspora reside. And so they can log on and view the festival. They would not have to travel from New York to Nevis for Culturama. They can stay in the comfort of their living rooms wherever they are and enjoy the Culturama festival. And another thing that we will be implementing this year is the idea of watch parties. We will be partnering with some booths, some business establishments around St. Kitts and Nevis. And we'll be offering them streaming packages for sale. We'll be offering them for purchase. And so persons can buy their tickets at the Culturama Secretariat and present the ticket at, say, let me see, Vibes Beach Bar and St. Kitts, if that is one of the places that we choose. Mm-hmm. Or maybe a Lime Beach Bar on Nevis. Mm-hmm. Or a Sunshine Beach Bar. Mm-hmm. And you can go there. Big screens will be set up and you can also view the thing and, of course, enjoy what these establishments have to save up.
Did you enjoy watching the St. Kitts Carnival last year?
Well, fortunately for me, Marvin, I probably attended all of the events on St. Kitts because I was afforded the opportunity to be a live broadcaster, and so I was actually at the events for Sugar Mass.
Okay, I asked a question because I watched from Georgia the events, and they were actually free for me to watch. So I just wanted to.
They were free, but it was only last week, over the last couple of days, that the chair of the St. Kitts Carnival Committee and I had a discussion, and that was done for marketing purposes of Sugar Mass 50. And so the events for Sugar Mass 50 this year will be pay-per-view as well.
Okay. Well, I cannot speak about what is going to happen. I can only speak on what happened December, that the events were free. So
right. And so we know that persons, once they hear virtual, that they'll be looking for the events to be streamed free of cost. Hence the reason why we are staying clear of the term virtual.
And
this will be a COVID-compliant Culturama 47 festival.
Your team, have you guys decided on a fee for the streaming or not yet?
A theme for the streaming?
A fee.
No. Well, you know, we have some ideas that we are bouncing around. The committee is due to meet tomorrow. And so we'll be tabling some options. We looked at, during our meetings in the past, we looked at some prices, but we met with the service provider on Friday, and we have some fees now that we could take back to the committee for their consideration, and thereafter we'll be making the early announcements.
And one more argument regarding
the... Marvin, the fee that we are looking at will be very, very, very affordable. It would not even be the cost of being in person at the event.
But let me ask you, Abo. I know that you're trying to cover, you as in the Culturama Secretariat, you'll have your expenses and you're trying to cover the fees as well. But with the sponsorship and with that, I know that many businesses, because of Culturama, because of COVID. Yes. So you're saying that you couldn't find a major sponsor to cover the live streaming for the people?
Okay, Marvin, and I must tell you this, that when we met with the task force, we were advised not to have any discussions about Culturama with anyone or any media. And so we only got the go-ahead on Tuesday, and so now we are reaching out to our sponsors because we couldn't say anything at all about Culturama to anyone.
Okay.
And so the discussion started as of Tuesday of last week. So, you know, I have I have a meeting planned for Wednesday of this week with a supposedly major sponsor of Culturama. I mean, they want to come on board. And so we can discuss that option. We know that Flow is has been the premium platinum sponsor of Culturama for decades. And so that too is a conversation. There's Flow TV, there's Flow whatever, they provide, they have internet access. And so, you know, these are options that we could explore with our major sponsors once the discussion gets underway.
Yeah, I do not see why, if I'm a telecommunications company and I have live streaming because everyone will be at home or whatever the case may be, and I cannot see why they would not want to have their streaming powered by Flow, powered by Digicel, powered by the cable. People hear that every day, and it's a good way for marketing for the company. So I'm hoping that they come to their senses and sponsor at least the entire live streaming for the good people of St. Kitts and Nevis and those who would like to watch.
Okay. That is something that we will definitely discuss with our sponsors. But like I said, the discussion only started on Tuesday because we could not do anything in terms of reaching out to sponsors. And of course, we were cheating a little bit and we were talking to contestants and that kind of thing.
Right. Speaking of contestants, Abo, I recognize that you are not having a Miss Culture this year.
Yeah, well, all that clock, the Culturama committee, when we met, took a decision that we will not have, because we were advised, acting on advice to scale back the length of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that the greater interest was in the Miss Culture Swimwear and the Miss Cult and the Mr. Cool.
Yes.
And so we decided to hold off of staging the Miss Culture Queen pageant this year. And so I must tell you, however, Marvin, I must tell you, and I could speak now that I've been given the green lights, that we have had an overwhelming request for persons to enter the Miss Culture Swimwear.
That is great. That is great.
The last count that we had at the secretariat was 9, and the application forms keep pouring in.
That is great.
So definitely, it looks as if, well, not it looks, we will have to do an elimination this year. We are also having an overwhelming support for persons. Show of support for persons who want to enter the Mr. Cool. And so persons are hungry for action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the news broke that we'll be having this festival and, you know, the limitations, persons call, message, meet me in the streets. Boy, tell them keep the festival. Tell them you're not doing any. But there are people out there who are hungry for action, who want to see the return of Culturama.
Yes.
And so we have to strike a compromise somewhere. And so the compromise that we have struck is that, yes, we will go along with the task force recommendations, and we will live in hope that by July, some of the restrictions will be relaxed.
I really hope. That's why they have been preaching, don't wait, vaccinate. Let me ask you, tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll hear from Carl and Sons Bakery on St. Martin and Affluent Homes on Nevis. We'll be right back with the head of Culturama, the king himself, Abenati. We'll be right back.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Sons, the right choice since 1982.
It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales, and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of families. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online, and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
Okay, we're back, Abo. And let me say goodnight to the folks there on St. Martin. I know that normally you would visit Nevis for the Culturama, but this time you'll be watching it via pay-per-view. Well, we'll see how that goes. So we'll have more information on that. But Abo, let me ask you, we're speaking about numbers and being COVID compliant, but one of the events I'm seeing on the activity sheet, Food Fair. How would this go? How do you plan to control the crowd for a food fair? Normally, food fair, we have thousands of people.
We will not be having a food fair, Marvin.
What do you call it? What is that they say?
The Ministry of Tourism will be having, we are partnering with them to have a Nevisian Heritage Day. I think that is on the 31st, I think, of July. That is going to be at the Heritage Village.
But they're selling food, correct?
They're selling food, limited stalls. I think when we met with the permanent secretary sometime last week, they're only going to be offering like 6 stalls for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and I think that one of the reasons why it took us so long to get back a positive response from the task force. They were looking at this event quite closely. I had to take photographs of the perimeter fence, show them that the perimeter fence is safe, secure, persons can't jump over. I had to provide a Google Earth map of the area. Marvin, it was really a struggle.
Yeah, but for an event like that, you're not going to have 80
for
people.
For an event like that, and so we would have to adhere to the protocols.
Okay.
They were very firm with us. And so that event would be policed. And when I say policed, not necessarily by the cops, but by the compliance team. And so they'll be ensuring that there's no large congregation of persons inside of the venue during the event.
Okay, well, strange that you say that. I may say that you said policed, whether by cops or whether by COVID compliant officers, but I saw some events on St. Kitts over the Easter weekend and I did not see anything COVID compliant about them. But I'm looking on as well as we approach Culturama. So what other activities are you having, Abo?
Marvin, before we move to that, I want to let our listeners know that only 2 venues would be used for the festival this year. 2 main venues. The David Freeman Center of Excellence in Gingerland would be the venue for the Calypso tents and the Sokomana tents, and the cultural complex would be the other venue for the remaining events. And so on Tuesday, July the 27th, we will have the opening of Culturama, and then we, over the years, Diane Hobson and the Rhythm Dance Theater Group, they've always done a dance production at NEPAC. And so they're going to be in on the Wednesday night. The Thursday, we are introducing a steel pan competition to the Culturama calendar. Now, over the years, the Nevis Cultural Development Foundation, NCDF, they have had a steel pan showcase as part of Culturama. This year, we are taking it a step forward. The Culturama committee has taken it over the event, and so we will be having a competition, and that competition is going to be at the cultural complex. We wanted to start that competition at 8 o'clock, and I just want to enforce something, a point here from the task force. The task force told us, no, you cannot start that event at 8. You have to start that event at 7, because all events called for Culturama must end by midnight. We have been given a maximum run time of 4 hours for the events. But in this case, based on their recommendation, it will go for 5 hours. So we have the steel pan competition. Then Friday, July the 30th, we have the Soca Monarch contest. Then on Saturday, July 31st, at the Nevisian Heritage Village and all day, Nevisian Heritage Day. And what we'll be doing on that day is encouraging the restaurants and the whoever is serving food. The Ministry of Tourism will be going around and marketing this event to sell local food. We'll be encouraging our locals to dress up in heritage wear or national wear. How we want to make it, just like how they have St. Patrick's Day and Monstrat, and people are real patriotic. They wear the national colors, the national dress for Monstrat. We want to have a similar event, a similar thing happening on Nevis for that day. So we want people. So Marvin, if you're going to be on Nevis, we expect you to be dressed in your national colors or whatever.
Go ahead.
In the evening at 8 o'clock, we have the Senior Calypso Finals. Sunday, August the 1st, we have the Miss Culture Swimwear and Mr. Cool Contest. Then Monday, August the 2nd at 6 a.m., we have what has been dubbed as Jam Where You Are, or Jam in Place, or Stop Where You Then Jam, with whatever you want to call it. That is going to be at the Cultural Complex. We wanted to do that event at the Cultural Village, but because again of the protocols, we have been advised to do that at the Cultural Complex.
So you have to jam in the Cultural Complex, okay? But I don't get it though. For an island that is, and I know this, you're not here to discuss this, but I'm just here thinking and listening to you. I know things can change by the wink of an eye, but for an island who has no active cases of COVID-19, an island where folks are getting their vaccinations and all of that, and these restrictions cutting off at 12, 150 people, 80 people there, this and that, it's like this. Go ahead, Abo.
Marvin, I do not want to ruffle any feathers, and so I am adhering to the instructions that were given. However, I am being, I don't want to be thing, but I'm hoping that by the time we get around, persons would have been vaccinated, and the restrictions or the protocols would be relaxed, and we will be allowed to have something different. I don't want to say what I would be expecting, because like I said, I want to remain in the good books.
I understand.
I want to remain in the good books.
And you're trying your very best here tonight at the Blue Table to do just that.
Right. That I do not want to ruffle any feathers whatsoever.
Okay.
So, and I want people to understand that. Be patient, and let us hope for the best.
And when you speak about these activities, where are the booth owners in all of this?
Well, that is going to be like pulling teeth, a big headache for the Nevis Cultural Committee. We will be convening a meeting with the booth owners soonest. Well, the person at the Cultural Village already know that they are out. Matter of fact, we had received payments for persons at the Cultural Village for Culturama 2020 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the latest developments, over the last week, not last week, the week before, we called the boot owners and we refunded them, because we now know that we cannot have any events there.
So let me get this correct, Abo. I am seeing a number of events at clubs, whether it's on the beach, whether in St. Kitts, people go to the clubs now and they're having fun and they're partying. So you're telling me that the Rose Garden will be closed during Culturama, even though folks are doing the same now what they are expected to do at the Rose Garden?
Marvin, the Cultural Village would be closed during Culturama. There's one scheduled event there, which is on Tuesday, August the 3rd, which we have not gotten down to the calendar for that yet. As I said moments ago, I do not want to ruffle any feathers. So I would not comment on the comment you just made. I would not rebut. I would not comment on that.
I understand.
Really do not want to ruffle any feathers.
I understand.
And so during the Top Way Day or Jam in Place, whatever the eventual name is going to be, Juve, we want to introduce a new event to the calendar. A King and Queen of Culturama costume event.
Oh.
Now we recognize... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
We recognize that we would not be able to parade on the streets of Charlestown, either for the Long Jam or for Parade Day. And so we want to give the troop owners an opportunity, the troop organizers an opportunity to make a king costume, make a queen costume, a costume that a male would wear, a costume that a female would wear. So like the St. James's Fun Lovers, the Royal Rampage, the Badaye, although it's a children group, if they want to enter, they can enter and come. And so while, let's say, the Odyssey's on stage performing, St. James's Fun Lovers can parade their costumes across the stage, and we have judges. Similarly, when the Corps is jamming Royal Rampage, and so at the end of it, we'll have a king of Culturama that could probably come from Badaye, or a queen of Culturama that could probably come from Royal Rampage.
Sounds good to me.
And then in the evening, we have the Navy's Theatre and Film Association dramatic presentation. They'll have a dramatic presentation, that is, the Navy's Theatre and Film Association would have a dramatic presentation at NEPAC. And then on Tuesday, August the 3rd, we will bring the curtains down on Culturama, Emancipation Celebration. And I hope I'm not ruffling any feathers here. This is an event that we wanted to have in the streets of Charlestown. You know that last year we had something similar. We tried something in Charlestown, but we were advised that we should take that event up to the cultural complex and cultural village. So both venues will be used simultaneously. We'll have people selling food. And here's where probably our vendors could get an opportunity to make some money. We have our vendors, we'll have our folklore performances, masquerades, clowns, Japanese girls, makajumbis, our folk music, string band, steel band, our DJs, our electronic bands, from 10 a.m. in the morning right up until the evening. And that would bring the curtains down on Culturama.
It sounds exciting with the under the restricted protocols, but it sounds exciting.
Well, Marvin, we try to make it as exciting as we can, given the limitations that we have to work with. I just want to make a pitch now for persons who have not yet taken the vaccine. Ignore the noise. Ignore the noise. And let us be proactive. Let us go out. Let us take the vaccine. Let us get our economy. Let us get our Sinkis Nevis. Let us get Sugar Mass. Let us get Culturama back as a staple on our calendar. Let us get our hotels, our tourism sector open. Let us get the cruise ships, the tourist arrivals going again. Let us get our country back on track. I'm not making this pitch only for Culturama. It's for the entire economy of Sinkis and Nevis to get a boost and to reboot, and so that we could get our country back on track. So I'm encouraging each and everyone to take the vaccine. Let us see. If you want to have, as a popular talk show host would say, if you want to have Culturama, if you want to have Long Jam, if you want to have whatever, I'm encouraging you to go out and take the vaccine.
A great appeal there. Antonio Abernathy-Liebert, thank you so much for joining me tonight at the Blue Table. As usual, every year, all year, you've been doing an excellent job with our Culturama. So we appreciate you. And I know that this year will be no different under the circumstances. Thank you again for joining me at the Blue Table.
Thank you, Marvin, for having me. And I just want to encourage each and everyone to stay tuned. We are going to be on social media, on live radio, on live TV, MTV, and bringing you up to it. Up to date with what we are going to be doing for Culturama 47.
Abernathy-Liebert.
27th, August 3rd, 2021. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Antonio Abernathy-Liebert, the director of Culturama. And he just gave you some information. And of course, he'll be back later on in the upcoming months to discuss more the latest on Culturama on the island of Nevis. Remember to subscribe to the app. If you have not downloaded the app as yet, please do so. Search your podcast for The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley and subscribe. Do join me again tomorrow evening for a similar presentation. And have a good night. Take care.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong and brave.
family.
You will hear his voice to your tragedy. Television online and overseas. Tune in to Marvin Hanley.